Fighters, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 3, with your hosts, Shugen Shinobi, Dawson Ryder, and Jedi Mon, always bringing you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible.
Hello, welcome to our Season 3, Episode 46.
Yokai Change. Is that slow enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Like how we start the episode leaving in some sort of film blooper where I go, was that good? Fine?
That good?
I don't know. I think you should do it again.
It's too difficult. Yeah, Kevin here grabbing at us.
Like a child.
I want to point out that I have finished the popcorn that I haven't started to eat yet. As the first paradox to happen in the podcast.
I'm going to point out that I'm wearing pants right now.
I have less the second paradox. I will later. I think that's the only thing different. I'm building Lego sets, so it causes a time flux somewhere.
Unfortunately, Aerosol's still here.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't fucked up the timeline. So
have you just been sitting there?
I will get more illiterate as time goes on. But, you know, same can be said about Dawson, so...
But that's all in the past.
I thought Dawson was always illiterate.
That's just true. Reading sucks, TV rules. That's what I'm going to teach my children.
You watch TV that you have to read.
Shut up!
You watch TV that you have to read. It's true.
That seems like some sort of evil plan. If only everyone spoke English. If only everyone was Ramirez.
I wish. I'd watch an entire show with, like, just Ramirez's.
He needs his own spinoff.
Like Ramirez and Friends?
No, it would just be called Ramirez, Come On.
Akidon, come on!
Like just Star Fox, come on!
Jamon Lee, come on! Akidon, Jamon! Jamon!
So,
oh yeah,
one-ups.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh my,
oh yeah.
That was Ramirez trying to do his best George Takei impression.
Except better than George Takei because he's from Star Trek. Because Star Trek's stupid for not being Star Wars.
Oh,
that's the sole reason I don't like it. And it didn't have lightsabers. Come on, that's just lame.
Your mom's a horse.
That's relevant.
Oh, completely irrelevant. So relevant you have no idea. So I bought the Pikachu 3DS XL. That was a thing.
Yay!
It's very Pikalicious.
So am I.
How you like them Pika nipples?
Oh, I love to rub them. They're just so flat and...
Ryan doesn't like pokies.
Very low pixel count. I don't know.
Ryan's not very good at the dirty talk.
I was trying to think of what it's called.
Cat's like, talk dirty to me. You have very low pixels.
It's called megapixels. There we go. It's got low megapixels. That's, I don't know. I'm just moving on.
What's that dirty?
I don't think it was mentioned. I don't know if it was mentioned last week. I got Lego City. Yeah, it was because I was playing it.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing it, so that happened before. So I got the DS, I got Luigi's Mansion. I got a plush Oviraptor from work, because we have those.
You have a plush Oviraptor?
Yeah, I tweeted it. You should go see it.
I saw something about an Oviraptor, and I was like, I don't want to look at this. I have to click something, and that's dangerous with Ryan.
It was going to be a dick pic? Got an Oviraptor, clicks on picture. Damn it, Brian, you got me again.
You never know.
So I bought that because someone went through my line yesterday and bought it. And I was just sitting there going, I'm so happy we live in a world where we can buy plush Oviraptors.
No, I'm just kidding. Which this person just hands it to Brian to check it out, and Brian's like, "Oh my god!" And he just goes, "Poo!" And then runs away. Sir!
I already got threatened to be fired, so I'm not gonna test my luck with that one.
Like a legit threat, or just like a, oh, you?
No, it was legit. He was fucking pissed.
What did you do? Take your pants
my
off?
My line
the
was too
again?
Long.
Were you chatting up the ladies? Hey,
no,
see your
I was at the electronics register, and there was two people in my line, which is what your like limit is. If you get more than that, you have to call for backup. So I'm like, okay, I only got two. And so I looked down to like type in like rewards number, phone number thingy, or scan something, and then like I look up, and all of a sudden there's like a huge fucking line of people that materialized out of nowhere. And of course, that was the time that he was right there. And he's like, you have to... No, I'm adding explicits, even though he never said that. Call for backup, and he like got on the walkie-talkie, we need backup up here now.
It's hilarious. I guess there's so much blood!
Pineapple!
And later, I was fucking putting clearance tags on the shit in electronics. He was like, you know better than that. If you ever do that again, you're fired. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, okay, toodles.
Oh, that's pretty shitty.
Like, it's so stupid. Like, I like it, the store better when he's not there. Because it's all peaceful and shit.
I kind of wish the firing, threat to get fired was a funnier reason, like you were hiding toys or something.
No, it's such a stupid reason. Your line was too long, you need to call for backup.
Backup? Fucking police. You never go in alone, you always call your partner in with you.
I'm like, well, if they didn't want to stand in the line, they shouldn't have came to Toys R Us. That's how I see it.
Meanwhile, Brian's over here yelling pineapple.
Pineapple.
What's funny is that whenever I'm at my Toys R Us and it's not Black Friday, there's always one register open, and there's always
that's
a super long line, and then everyone's always going over to electronics asking the dude, like, doing whatever, like taking inventory or scanning shit, like, can we just check us out over here? And yet they're just all strict about it. Ours is just like, I think they just have like five random people they just picked up that day working there.
I don't know, ours always has like one person working. It's like three or four more just meandering around the register area, but not actually doing anything. Like, they're just kind of walking around staring at the ceiling or something.
I forgot our layout that day. I think we had like two or three people out on the floor. I was in electronics and there was someone at customer service. And like that's all it is there, is you have the person in electronics and the person at guest services doing cash register, and no other register is open. Because the company's too cheap to pay more people to have one that actually just stays at the register and does register things. So you're in this situation where they expect you to ring up a consistent line because you're the only register open, while like stocking Skylanders and putting shelf tags out for everything, and then checking this and checking that, and getting games out of the case for people. Like, why they gotta be a case? Why can't they just take their shit and get out?
Even if they have to steal it, so long as they don't bother me.
Welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out.
That's how I feel most days, but I gotta be there for 8 hours on Saturday. It's gonna be
best Saturday ever.
I'm sitting here hoping my hours get cut again. I got cut last week by 2 hours, and I'm hoping they... Can they just let me not go in? Can that be a thing?
They should not let the other guy go in for being an asshole. That's ridiculous.
Like, and I'm sexist.
He gets so moody all the time. I think he's got like a hormonal imbalance or something.
That's what happens when you work for the company. When the general shot that one guy, was like, well, sir, we could use this strategy. Boom! Anyone want to question me or my eyebrows again? No, sir.
No.
We'll find Gretchen.
Like, he can sit there and, like, crack a joke at someone, and then, like, 5 seconds later, he's fucking yelling at someone. Like, calm the fuck down. Smile. It'll do you good.
Smitey, smitey!
Stop. Just bring him a picture of Go on Yellow. Like, this cute Asian girl has a message for you. This other button. Smiter, smiter! He'll probably get fired.
No smiling at work! You're fired!
Probably get fired for not being happy enough.
Should I be fired instantly?
That's the friend. At that point, you just go over to a bunch of the toy drum sets and rub your balls on them.
Put my nutsack on my drum set.
Another news, I'm looking for a job that has happier people.
I'll stab you in the neck with a knife. That has nothing to do with your job. I just made the reference too late.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's enough about Toys R Us. Selling Lego sets I bought at Meijer today.
Well, I'm glad we just learned about the inner workings of Toys R Us. Now we know the inside scoop.
I know they're evil. Oh, wait, I already knew that.
I'm still trying to figure out, like, why people shop there, like.
To get the exclusive Skylanders.
Like, when we have, like, I mean, exclusives, obviously, and we have, like, a good sale or something, sure, but if you're just going there to, like, casually buy something, why the hell are you going there?
That's what I always wonder about Barnes & Noble. Like, I go there like it's a library. I go there just to look at something and, like, put it back and go buy it on Amazon. It's basically just a library. I'll occasionally just get shit, sit down and read it, and then leave. I mean, that's what people do, but it's just like, I wouldn't buy something here. This book's $100. It's $5 on Amazon. And this one has boogers on it. I think people play, like, touch football with some of the, like, graphic novel compendiums. Like, they have the Buffy Season 8 book I'm going to get when I finish the show, but it looks like it's been, like, played with. Does that sound wrong? Like, I could just get this on Amazon. Now we're learning the inner workings of Barnes & Noble. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay, mine is fairly uneventful. I got that...
Should I threaten to fire you for stupid reasons to make it more eventful?
Yes. Threaten to fire me for not buying smoldering hot dogs the first time I saw it.
Threaten to fire him for not being happy enough.
I ended up getting him after I left him behind because I could only buy one thing. I went back
What'd you buy?
Just that?
Oh, man.
Well, because I couldn't think of anything else. And then I went to Target with that coupon I forgot for Transformers, and I got Beep Bop Boop Murder Bumblebee, and I was actually looking for something else to buy when I was there, and I almost got that Megablox Gold Ranger set because I had that coupon. Mm-hmm. And then I saw they had Jade Flashwing, so I got that instead because I really didn't want to buy anything else Samurai, even if it was Gold Power. Like, I'm like, even this 30% off is just too much. So I ended up getting that. I got Bioshock the other day. That is really, really fun. I got a free poster with it, and yesterday a nun set herself on fire and tried to kill me.
crazy bitch.
I didn't expect that. Like, this dude's just talking to me on screen, and I just hear, oh, man, and I'm like, oh, bless you, and I turn around. She's setting herself on fire. The whole, like, thing's in flames. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna die.
I just loved your reaction, too.
Scared, man. I didn't expect that. Wait. Nuns aren't supposed to do that.
A nun set herself on fire? What?
Yes, she was falling in the sky and she was trying to kill me. Luckily, I had a hook on my hand so I could just ride the rails. Anyway.
That's awesome.
So, and then this weekend I did find the new Hot Wheels, but I didn't get them because they didn't have the Black Ranger.
Where'd you find them at?
Walmart.
My Walmarts in this area fucking suck. Like, so, I found them at a different Toys R Us, not my work, but a different one. And... like, I didn't want to pay, like, really $3.99 there. I'm like, fuck you, Walmart's got them for, like, $2.50, and they just left them there. Well, my Walmarts are, like, refusing to put any out.
My local one sucked, too, because I saw it was up at my friend's place, who lives, like, an hour away, and I was staying up with him this weekend. And so I saw, I was going to get them, but they only had the two, and I didn't feel like using the money in my wallet, because I knew I was going to be, like, eating out a bunch that weekend. Like, well, I can just get them down. Just got it. I can just get them when I get home, because I also didn't want to leave them up there. And then so I go to the two Walmarts I checked locally, and neither of them had it. I think one of them had one Red Ranger. I'm like, yep, that happened. I don't know why they just sold Black. I'm like, if anything, why wouldn't you sell out of Robo Knight? I mean, he's Ghostly Knight. But that's...
I am Robo Knight.
What it gets. It's been a thrilling spring break.
That's cool. So,
work kind of makes me wish I was back in school.
So they had spring break.
Don't ever be done with school. Just keep going.
Okay.
Sounds like I will keep that in mind. I will. So let's see what. Let's see what's happened to me in the past week.
Or orgy, we learned that earlier.
I don't think I've bought anything. Did I buy anything?
I don't know.
I bought some boxes of candy toy rings. Most of them were pre-orders because they're not out yet, obviously.
Mommy's like, your order's ready. And I'm like, no, I still need a beast gun. And a box if I decide to get it. I don't think I'm going to get the box right away, though.
I want the box.
I want the box. What's the box come with? It comes with a ring. I mean,
it comes with the fall ring. But Ami's got the box listed for only 11% off. I'm like, fuck you.
Well, that's just a dick move.
Your mom's a dick move.
That makes sense.
Exactly. But yeah, I don't think I've done anything lately.
I finished season one of Community and it's amazing and you should all watch it.
I heard the newest season sucks.
I have.
I got a bunch further in season four of How I Met Your Mother. That was fun.
I've progressed nothing in anything.
Well, you watched some cell phones.
Oh yeah, I watched a couple episodes of K-Tai, finally. K-Tai is a show that I love to death that takes me like 2 years to watch.
I like how you sit there and say I've progressed in nothing. You watched like a good chunk of Die Ranger this week. In fact, you just watched two episodes before we started.
Well, it's book club. I don't count it.
It's like homework.
Book club is like our thing. It doesn't really count. If I didn't do it, then I'm just a bad friend.
It's part of the daily routine. Brush your teeth, wash your face, watch Die Ranger.
Well, in all fairness, you are a bad
friend. I wrote
my
thing about Die Ranger and how much I didn't like it.
You should go read it.
I don't wanna.
Is Kevin done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to think of
I hope the people
much...
out there in the audience can hear the UFOs.
Son of a bitch.
They're affecting us as we speak. Kevin's looking forward to the anal probe.
DuckTales. Oh yeah, DuckTales is getting like an HD remake and Twitter is like freaking the fuck out. But
anal probes, DuckTales.
Because those correlate. Anyway, sorry, Iris, I'll continue.
So I haven't been here in a month.
Yeah,
can I come back to this?
You abandoned us.
Let's see.
I'm not sure why you came back.
Actually playing a different character.
I came back. Well,
he likes having horn honked in his face.
I have had really crappy weeks, and all I want to do is talk about tokusatsu. For some reason, I picked you guys.
Yeah.
No. Things I have gotten since the last time I was here. I picked up two comic books. One was just the continuation of the Avatar series that I was reading, so it's volume 2 of The Promise. The other is an indie comic called That Salty Air? Yeah, That Salty Air. I don't know, it's about some fisherman dude or something. I haven't read it yet.
Lawson likes a comic called That Salty Sperm. It's a little dirty.
Steam, in fact, I think still having it now, is having an indie sale where a lot of their games are really cheap. So I picked up about 3 games, and I only paid, I think, like $10. They're super cheap. I picked up Reseteer, Magnarium, and To the Moon. I actually just beat Magnarium and To the Moon yesterday. Magnarium's okay if you really like point-and-click adventure games and puzzles. But if you're like me, you might get really frustrated with it.
God damn it.
To the Moon is beautiful. It's honestly one of the best games I've played in a long time. And so I even went back on the Steam to buy the soundtrack, and I tried to put it in my car, and Steam is like, yeah, you already have this. I'm like, no, give me it. I want this. Leave me alone, Steam. I want to buy this. But yeah, it did turn out that I had gotten it with my copy of the game, so
that's nice.
I now have that on my MP3 player, so I was listening to that at work today. I also got both sets of batteries that have been released, and I have also gotten Kyuryugen. Though I'm not sure I'm playing with my Kyuryugen quite the same way other people are playing with
it. He's attaching beards to things and yeah. Mixing and matching their heads.
Yeah. I was happy to see that those heads came off, man.
He's never been so happy to see decapitation in his life.
Hey, I need Ankidan.
Come on!
For reasons.
Oh, God.
Need it for reasons.
I'm not sure I got anything else. I think that's about it. So, yeah. I've just been doing stuff.
Ankidan has a nice hole, according to Mr. S, so...
Shaping beards of things, that's just what I do.
It's kind of nice hole. Okay.
Go watch the demo, Mr. S. He's looking at that hole in Ankidan's back like, well, that is a nice hole.
Oh, God. Now I feel like I know how Mr. S's children started.
Oh, God.
I like how he had children I didn't know about. Like, oh, he just popped out like, whoa. I only knew about the one, Mr. S. Didn't know you were Dan Steve Martin. It's cheaper by the dozen. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
I don't know why you're gay anymore.
When this day started, I didn't think I'd be making a Mr. S and cheaper by the dozen reference, I'll tell you that. Granted, this day only started an hour and 18 minutes ago, but...
Now
it's time for the nudes.
Yay, nudes.
Yay, so our first nude story is all scans of Infinity Style. I think that's how you say it.
Infinity
yep. Style.
You got it right.
Yep. So here we see the first scan, it's got Haruto and he's all serious, and we see Infinity Styles from all directions, and he's holding up the ring, and there's the ring, and it's like, I'm Infinity Style, and I got fancy writing. It's the ring was born from Haruto's strong desire to protect people and is made from his tears. I can't be made from tears, especially children's tears, like Dawson's. Then we see him with the Excalibur, which is a sword and an axe, because that was necessary. And apparently it's what really there's the Wiser Dragon and yet another disguise because that's how this works.
He's the master of disguise.
He is the master of disguise.
Master of disguise. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs>
Then we see some kind of a transformation into Infinity Style, and only that form can use the gun axe thing, and he stabs people with it, so that's cool. There's apparently the Legion Phantom. I don't know, something in this picture. That's weird. We see Golem looking all cute and golem-y. We then see more stuff with this Excalibur. It's the Dragon Shining. When you scan the Infinity Ring on the weapon itself, it makes the axe even bigger. And then you just beat people with it. Then we see more pictures. This one has Beast Hyper next to Infinity Style. Like, look, we're bros. And that's cool. Then we see Wizard and Beast fighting the Bogey Phantom. That's adorable. Gives Haruto some bad luck. Beast Hyper's there doing hyper things. Then we see the Golem making this wizard box. And he also builds a fake Beast Driver out of clay when the actual one is stolen, so that obviously looks like it's real.
We also get a sweet shot of that dude's mattress.
Well, yeah, I love mattresses. And then there are some pictures down here from the Hyper Battle video, because that's there.
That's my thing! Oh, sorry.
So, these look pretty cool. Infinity Styles looks pretty awesome. I want to see him kill things, because Infinity and such.
I'm pretty sure we're just going to get Infinity.
Like, any other cool weapon, even though it's going to be expensive, is my balls.
So, I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like a specialty weapon for the final form for Wizard, wouldn't it make more sense for him to have like a staff or something wizard related?
That would have been pretty cool.
I don't know.
Like a giant-ass, like, badass mage staff.
Yeah.
You just point it at people and they die.
No pointy weapon. Axe.
That would actually be pretty cool. They could have made it a triple changer.
I was just reminded of that when I'm seeing these pictures of him with the axe caliber thing.
That actually would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah, like,
especially for this form, it would have made him look like a complete badass.
Well, I mean, he's already got a sword gun, and like having a like larger melee weapon instead of something he basically almost has already, I think would have been beneficial. But
sounds like a sort of a version of my being pissed that I always had a sword. He had Wolverine claws. I mean, come on. God. Talk about spitting in the face of your power. It's like me getting upset at having superpowers yesterday. The only person I know to get upset at having superpowers. Did Kevin die?
Yep.
He did. I didn't realize he died until he came back to life. Well, he hasn't yet. He's still not officially resurrected.
Now he's officially dead.
Oh, shit, he's all black. I mean, like, I mean, sad. I mean, I'll just stop. The bottom line is he looks cool, but he needs a larger staff.
Yes.
Like, I just hate the fact that he was regulated to yet another bladed melee weapon instead of having something mystical or cool or different. But nope. Kids like axes, apparently.
Okay, yeah, they also like dragons. I guess that works for this show. They don't have to shoehorn them into a robot show. It just seems funny the way you put it. Like, all right, we're going to make a new season of Transformers. Kids like dragons. Try to include that. Oh, all right.
Kids like dragons. Try to include dragons. Son of a bitch.
Hang on. Just because if Kevin's not here for this, I don't think he'll be too upset. We got some little pictures from the Wizard Hyper Battle DVD. It's pretty much the stuff we already knew, which is that Wizard and Beast are going to be doing some ring swapping. We know that Wizard can already use the rings, but Beast really can't. But like this says, it's a what if. We got Wizard with Beast mantles, and Wizard using the Dragon Claws, which actually looks really badass. Not like there's a different picture that
Beast using the Dragon Claws.
What did I say?
You said Wizard using the Dragon Claw.
He looks cool, too. Is that not a fact? Anyway, sorry. I was back. Anyway, Beast using the Wizard Claws. There's actually another picture from before that makes it look like more close up, but it looks really cool. And then we also get a picture of the bitch, I don't care, I'm the Shukun Shinobi Wizard Ring. Also known as the Dance Wizard Ring, which is actually a pretty neat-looking ring. And then this picture here of Haruto and an alternative lifestyle. And Nito, I have no idea what his plan
why
was.
Nito looks like he's dressed like a cougar.
He does. Yeah, this should be fun times all around, yes.
He's dressed like a cougar.
He does. I don't know what his deal is, but I do like him with the claws.
Beast is really cool with like the land dragon coat, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
Haruto's trying to be Gentaro, I think.
Oh God!
Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get what they're trying to do.
I feel like Nito was going for like some sort of bro handshake, and Haruto put his hand the wrong way. Like, he just left it hanging. Like, we're supposed to be like embracing each other, and Haruto's just like, "Oh, bitch, I'm fabulous."
So pretty much like he is in the show.
Pretty much.
I love calling it the bitch I don't care the Shukun Shinobi ring. I'm perfectly fine with this. And Wizard does look cool with the two mantles, even though it's stupid. But... Anything else before we move on?
Nope.
That's fine.
Okay. It's your turn again.
Hooray! It's my turn again. So next up is Scans for Kyogoldo.
That is Kyogoldo.
I just think of, like, when Goldo, I just think of, like, the little guy from DBZ.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
So here we see Kyogoldo, who comes out of Dogold. And we see him from all sides, and that's awesome. So his name is Maru Utsusemi, played by Atsushi Maruyama. That's awesome. He's a warrior fight Devos 400 years ago in the 400 years of Dew, I guess, in the Warring States period. He's been trapped inside Dogol with a suit of armor which gained his own will. Sounds like fun.
Really angry.
He's also very angry, and he touches himself inappropriately. He's a powerful swordsman who flies the skies and fights with the power of electricity. He has this cool Jidenchi.
Exactly.
It's now normal colored. The black version is the kind that Chaos has with his emeralds.
Chaos? And then,
control. His primary weapon is the Xander Thunder. The more Jidenchi which are put into it, the more powerful his attack is. When three batteries are used, he does the mysterious lightning afterglow.
Sounds like an aftershave.
We see him using the Xander Thunder in battle. It also shows him using his transformation device, the Gabura Changer, to attack by pulling a lever and shooting a beam. That's adorable. We see him with the sword and his battery, and he's like, look at this bitch, I'm awesome.
I love lever.
And he's killing people. He can use them together and separately. Let's see. When combined, using the lightning linkage, they do an even more powerful blast. That's adorable.
Why is that really adorable?
Because it is. Then we see using other batteries with stuff. Kyoryu Ping is going to use the Dracer and Tiragadon batteries to kill something. The Beyond Smoke battery will make Gabutira's neck extend. I'm not sure why that's helpful. And Kyoryu Black will be using Overrapu to shoot gas at Dogold, so that's fun. Now we see Tiragadon and some posing. We all love posing. Then we see in the next picture, 400 years ago, Gold was not alone. He was joined in his battles by Leonbo and Torin. He was trapped by his rival Dogold, and Tiragadon joined the side of Devos. However, now he's going to rejoin Gold. He can transform into Terraiden O, which has two arm blades. That's cool. He can also perform the Terraiden O Ray finish and shoot things. We all love to shoot things, especially if you live in Colorado. Then we see them combining their individual weapons in different ways, which make the
Gabutira GoBusters are just over there.
First, make the Fang Shot and the Shield Lance Slasher, and they use that to fight Dogold as well. Then, just randomly, there's the GoBusters v Cinema picture of the Animal Sentai listing of Red Cheetah, Blue Gorilla, Yellow Rabbit, Gold Beetle, and Silver Stag. In the normal GoBusters world, Red Buster will be fighting Azazel from X-Men First Class. I'm able to beat him. And then next month, the scans will show off the combination of Kyoryugen with Tiraiden O, which is Raiden Kyoryugen. So get excited, or I will murder you.
I am hype.
You cannot live.
That joke hasn't even been made yet.
Oh, shit. Time traveler problems.
Hashtag time travel problems.
That's the same problem I have when I reviewed Shinkano 2 years early. I forget the samurai toys in 2009. Oh my god. I don't know why it's Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy. This all looks really cool. I like the concept of gold being trapped in the guy with gold in his name.
It's like, the perfect hiding spot.
Do you think he's, like, gonna die? I mean, Dogold, like, that's how he's free. Like, they kill Dogold, and then he pops down, and he's like, hey!
I don't know, they could just break the armor open, and then he becomes his own separate person. There's no telling.
That'd probably make more sense.
Maybe he'll, like, die for a bit and then come back. I don't know. Come back stronger. Make him stronger. I don't know. But this mech looks fucking sick.
The suit looks really cool. The mech looks great.
Like, especially the second picture. Like, that just looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for Kiryu Gold. He looks so cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. Like, that's an awesome mech suit.
It's pretty slick.
I'm not sure how the toy's gonna look, but the suit's cool.
Yeah, the hopeful Super Robot Chogokin will look cool, but then again, we still haven't gotten for stuff like Ace that we've been begging for since Go Busters came out.
That Go Busters sucked too hard.
It was
too dark and edgy to get toys.
This guy's crotch shot in the first picture. I'm just scrolling up and there's like this bulge. No? Alright.
I like how in that second picture with
the battery?
The pterodactyl thing. In the robot mode, that one picture, it's like on the right hand side of the first page where he's just kind of standing there majestic between the two villains.
he just like flew in. Bitch, I'm Persian. That's enough.
But that looks really cool. Like, everything about him is really cool. The suit looks good, the mech looks good. His weapons look interesting. The GoBusters are just over here going, hey.
He's our official Yellow Ranger.
Though I don't think that Silver Stag, I don't think is actually Silver Stag. I think it's just normal Jay. His helmet doesn't look any different. I think he's just hanging out with these guys.
I'm not going to change for you. I'm Jay.
Jay's a badass. I need more Jay in my life. I want
I have to say...
Him.
Even though these are like more of the first like really clear set of images of Kiryu Gold we've gotten, I think it's funny that we basically read the same information over and over again, but with different pictures. all the thing we've heard about the sword and stuff before we already knew. Just seems funny.
That's how Toku works. Yeah. We're supposed to be excited for it because there's pictures of them standing next to each other and stuff. That's how this works.
That's how Toku News reporting is. You report old news, but with new things, and somehow it's new. Look, here's old news, but if I write it a different way, it becomes new. Okay.
Basically. I like how everyone points it out. It's like, how is this news? Meanwhile, the news sites are just like, news.
Revealed! Confirmed! Revolution! Or whatever. Shit, the joke. Damn it.
Joke hasn't been made yet either.
I already told you in the future it's revolution.
Revolution, revelation, it's all the same thing.
No,
here it goes. I keep forgetting Die Raiders. Oh, it's. How did I forget it? It's three fucking horns. Anyway, speaking of horns.
Just play the Imperial March.
Okay,
wait, what are you gonna do? That's the blue version.
No, we have the official soundtrack to Die Ranger right here. Wait. That's the right one. My finger slipped.
That was
I say that sometimes too.
Oh,
it still makes
I
them
can't
mad.
Stop laughing. Oh my god. That's fantastic. Die Ranger just now consists of the cantina music.
God.
Like that probably honestly would have fit G Ranger, but
Oh my god. Okay, so I had a stupid segue, but I lost it because of music. So I got this shit story. Basically, it's just a picture here of the official mech rider combination thing
This isn't a combination at all. People are stupid.
For shits. There was that stupid fake picture earlier with like a Gavin dragon or whatever, but this is just Kyoryugen kicking a dragon in the ass. That's what it looks like to me.
That's what it is.
And then some rings. We got this cool looking Kyoryugen ring. Actually, has a team on it, and then this other ring here that's like a springy thing. It makes you a slinky. Is it even a spring?
It's a miracle ring.
It's log.
That's because slinkies are miracles. Have you ever met the dog Slink? He wasn't in Toy Story 3, was he? He got sold.
Well, because the actor died.
Because Jim Carrey's dead.
He sold to heaven.
No more Ernest.
And then we also have this picture here of Kyoryu Red and Wizard fighting this fucking idiot. He was dressed for a Halloween party. They thought he was an enemy. They just started attacking him. It's his fault for thinking the party was in the middle of this abandoned area.
This is a weird place for a party. I wonder where the hors d'oeuvres are. Kyoryu Red and Wizard appear. Die! What the fuck?
Bottom line is, I still don't care about any of this.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we're reporting it. Honestly.
Yeah, just you had to give me something to do. Make Dawson feel like he's included. All he does is sit there and play with Star Wars noises.
Oh God.
Oh man.
Yes. So okay. I think I'm losing
now
oxygen.
Time four.
That's fine. No, it's not.
Oh.
So Ranger crew randomly decided it was a good idea to tell the world how the Gokaiger suits are going to be used. I kind of wish you didn't. Because we now have confirmed, revealed, confirmation, revolutioned, that...
it's been revolved! Wait,
it's a joke before the joke even happened. That these... Okay, the Gokaiger suits are going to act as a... upgrade super mode thing for the Gosager suits, which will allow them to turn into the other suits.
As Keisha said, think slide evolution. Burning Greymon!
Start with Troy, who is apparently like the Satan of Red Rangers. And he's got the Gosei Morpher, he puts in the car and he go-go Megaforce and shit, and then he turns into Gosei Red. From there, apparently they materialize a Mobirit, maybe. I don't know what they do. Maybe they use the Gosei Red. Who knows? But he turns into Gokai Red somehow.
Gokai Red.
Thank you.
And then Gokai Red puts in the Ranger Key, presumably, and changes into someone else. So
Mighty Morphin Red.
It's a stupid process of which... they have to start from Gosager and go into Gokaiger and then commence use of footage.
The bottom line is, Saban's not very good at problem solving.
Why didn't they just make it to where they had to go from the Gosager suits to the Gokaiger suits? Like, what is actually there saying you need to use the Gosager suits besides them wanting consistency for 2 years?
I think that's a really stupid reason. I think that they either should have... for some reason I started hearing the Kyoryugen jingle. Anyway, I think I'm losing it. They should have just either had them transforming using cards or just straight up use the Gokaiger suits. It just, like, it seems stupid. Like, they want it to be branded. That seems stupid. I think it's funny, though, you said that I wish they hadn't revealed it. Think of it this way. At least the fact that they came out and just said it calmly the day before, that was better than Ciara tweeting that suit of Gokai Yellow the next day. Then with no explanation, the internet would have freaked the fuck out. We would have people be like, see, I told you, Gokai, you're confirmed! Suck it! It's not entirely. It's only, like, half confirmed. the thing is that I wish that we were just getting normal 32-episode seasons and just Gokaiger, Gokaiger. Like, I would have no problems with them doing Gokaiger after Gosager. It's all the demanding people that made me want all Gokaiger. It's like the fact that they were like, why are they skipping Gokaiger? because it's not next. Like, people, like, I was outraged when they announced Ghost Rider as the next adaption. I'm like, I was outraged when they answered or announced number two after number one. This is so stupid. Like, that's why I was so annoyed at it, is because people demanded it so hardcore.
But you know, Saban's just gonna screw up Gokaiger because that's
gonna
possible.
Completely ruin the show.
Like, he physically goes there and like says, "Gokaiger, you're fucked up." And
creates a ripple effect and makes the show awful. But they look nothing alike. Like, I would have preferred them to do.
They
like,
know that one guy's black, right? And the other one's green.
And they like they're. I mean, granted, if they had other actual, like, different people in the suits and never used footage, but they have different body structures. Like, Gosei Black's kind of a taller, kind of warrior type, and, you know, Gokai Green is Don. And he dresses up and leaves and tackles people and goes, pow, 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 and lets things die. But I would have prefer them to use the cars to transform since they're already set up, and then just possibly introduce the Gokaigers as like a villain team for like a one-off or maybe reoccurring. Like, on any and all of these problems could be solved if they just film their own TV show. Like, I know I've gone over this before,
why
but
would
you
do that?
You sit there and film their own TV show. The idea of this is really stupid. Like, you're saving money already by getting all the props and shit from there, so why can't they just film their own footage?
I mean, who does
it,
that, though?
It makes worked
their own footage
incredibly well for Dragon Knight. Like, Dragon Knight for... I mean, there was obviously Ryuki footage in there for a decent amount, but a lot of Dragon Knight was their own shit.
Yeah.
And it worked really well for that show. Granted, it got fucked over by being on a shitty network and having, like, budget cuts and shit, but it worked really well, and I think with the kind of budgets that Saban can provide for a show like this, if they wouldn't worry so much about the Sentai footage and just kind of did their own shit.
See, that's their problem. Like,
I think we would be in a lot better of a predicament.
I get it when they first started out, like when they were
oh,
just,
yeah.
Like, but now, as you go, even now, they can't be that poor. That they can't film their own TV show. It's
no,
like,
but
no,
but Saban's a dirty, dirty Jew who loves money. He doesn't want to
no,
spend it.
No other
racist
TV show steals another show's footage and uses it, and especially for something so stupid like The Changes. Like, how much does it actually cost? I just don't understand it. Just film your own TV show. I think I came up with a really funny example of, like, Japan deciding to adapt Boy Meets World and intercutting their footage with their own. Like, if you think about it like that, it's really stupid. And it, like, really restricts what they can do. Like, it would be neat if we actually just made our own suits every year, but I don't mind them taking the Sentai suits if they did their own show, just because that would save them money right there, getting all the props and whatnot. Hell, you can even keep the Megazord footage if you want. I don't know what you want to do, but just...
Yeah, I'd be fine with them using Megazord footage, because, I mean, that doesn't really alter too much with various storylines or anything like that, but...
Like, it seems so
unless
silly.
Some child randomly grows for some reason.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
You have to grow. People would just make fun of you. But,
Jose.
You know, like, when this all came out, I was just thinking how much could be solved if they filmed their own show, and it's like, the more you sit there and think about the idea of how Power Rangers is done, especially in today's day and age, it seems really stupid.
I mean, like, I honestly... As I mean, I'm a huge Dragon Knight fan as it is, but like I said, I feel like they did it right. They took the Japanese suits and like the Japanese battle footage that they needed to use and made a show that's completely independent from anything Ryuki was.
That's exactly what they should do. See, like, back they basically did that, and I think they only used footage if it fit what they were going for. Like, if they say, all right, we're just going to have this fight scene between Rider A and Rider B, and they look through the footage, oh, there's a scene already filmed, then we can save money if this already fits our purposes. But if we need a fight between these two, but there's no footage that depicts it, we'll just make our own. They just... Oh, I feel like... I like something that... I think it was Chris retweeted. He's like, it doesn't think that Saban's lazy. They're just stupid. Looks like the, we talked about with Alien Rangers. They sit down with their team of experts. What do we do about this ninja footage we need to use? We make them fish people. Brilliant stuff. You're promoted to the head of the aquarium department. I think it would be interesting for me to be in a state of mind like when I was little. I'd love to see this from a perspective where I had no knowledge of Sentai. like not knowing, not only of never seeing the show, but not knowing about it at all. Mm-hmm. Like when I was little and watched MMPR, like the idea of them using the Thunder Zords and the Ninja Zords seems completely normal to me. Like even though if I think about it logically, I'm thinking, well, that's kind of stupid now, but like in my head, it still makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I would love to actually just have a clean slate to see what it seems like. You know what I mean? I'm seeing Ghost Sager and Gokaiger as two separate things and how different they are going from an upgrade, but I'm like, I would love to have that perspective just to see what it, how it comes across when you're ignorant, basically.
Like, it's, I actually am kind of curious on checking out, like, Nick.com's message boards and shit when this stuff airs, just to see how the kids are reacting to it. Since for the most part, I know some kids know of Sentai and stuff, and some people that go on there that aren't kids are like, oh, it's a Sentai, blah, 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 and shit. like, kind of ruin it, but I'm curious on how the kids are going to receive this entire concept. Because I think even without looking at it from a Sentai perspective, the fact that you have these guys in their old suits that have to change into their new suits to change into other old suits, it is kind of just a ridiculous concept.
And they look so different. Like, there's no any sort of corresponding logo or any elements that are similar. And it's just the helmets are so different. I guess I'm just thinking of, like, transformations of super modes where, like, Geki Ranger was one where they look like the Super Geki Rangers could have been introduced as the suits. Mm-hmm. Like, they looked like an evolution of it, and if that would have been introduced from the start, it would have made sense. And then you have something like the Ghost Sager and the Go Busters power-ups where it was more like an armor. But this is just completely changing into a different team. It's kind of funny.
This excels far past looking at it with Sentai knowledge and just looking at it from a fact that this is just an awful idea.
Like I said, I would love to just see it because all that MMPR shit, like, it really was kind of stupid with how they did it. It makes complete sense to me because I learned it as a child.
Uh-huh.
Like, they really didn't solve those problems very well either back then.
I mean, honestly, if they would have just, like, did what they did back then here, it would have been fine, really. Just have the Ghost Sagers turn into the old people by using cards. Bam. And if you really wanted the new mecha, then, hey, just ignore the fact that Black's now driving a green race car. I mean, it worked with the Lions.
The Lion made it really easy, though, because he was really nondescript. Like, from a distance, you could hardly tell.
Yeah.
He would just, like, look at my giant-ass feet. I don't know how they're going to do it, because they obviously haven't finished yet, but it sounds like they said they're going to be concentrating on Gokaiger stuff and basically just having the Ghost Sager suits. And it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the season turns out, but I think they could have very easily literally mixed it up and not had to get all of Ghost Sager out by the time season one finished. Like, I think they could have maybe done, like, the You're My Jews and the War Stars and then maybe saved some of the Metal Alice stuff for season two and maybe have Brack having joined Metal Alice or having made Metal Alice or something and be competing against his brother if that's what's happening. I don't know, because it could be interesting to see them switch off between the Zords.
It's one of those situations where they had so much potential to do great things and they didn't.
Like, I think it frustrates me because I don't necessarily always have the best ideas, but I consider myself a creative person. So if something like this was put in front of me, I can't imagine not trying to think of something cool. Like, I'll even just see, like, pictures for Sentais when they first come out, or writers, and think of all these story possibilities. And if I was in charge of this, I would just be sitting there thinking of all these various ideas spouting off, and they're just like, all right, how can we copy the story as easily as possible? Because even though they're making the characters different, they've been pretty much just doing Ghost Sager, and it sounds like that's what they're wanting to do next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
I hope Robo Knight doesn't go away. I'm just going to be like, hey, remember me?
Hey, remember
me? I was like, no. A knight to save the day. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you.
You didn't save shit. Really? I think that ship sailed. Yep. I get it, Galleon. Now it's time for
superhero time! Yay, superhero time! Kyoryuger! Wizard, please.
Please.
Yeah, so we're on episode 6. right? Yeah. Six. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Episode 6 of Curious.
Come on.
Sorry.
So Ramirez is still there, doing his Ramirez shit. Love and Smiles are over here, like, we're upset because we suck at life and Monster gave people cavities instead of making them happy. And then they see, like, the dude controlling Anky Don, who's all like, if you sing for me, I will give you Anky Don and we'll kill everyone. And they're like, okay, so they sing, and that's fun. Meanwhile, the Kyuriyugers are going out, they're trying to find Anky Don. They're like, Anky Don! Anky Don! And then Anky Don's like, I don't want to listen to you, bitch. And then Amy goes back.
Amy?
Sorry. No, wrong Amy. She goes back to base and hears Torrin being like, dude, you need to stop fucking playing around. If Anky Don gets beat the fuck up and dies, you will die too. And you won't be here anymore. And I'll be sad. Cause I don't have any fucking friends. I'm an ancient fucking bird. Okay? He's like, you're right, I'm sorry. Then Torrin goes off to go brood in his nest somewhere, I guess, I don't know.
It'll be okay, as long as I put this triangle on my head.
And so Ramirez is like, oh shit, you heard all that. Yeah, it's cool though, I'll be alright. And she's like, let's go, we're gonna go find Anky Don together. So they get on a motorcycle, and that was fun. And then they find, like, people just doing nothing, and he's like, yeah, so here's what happened. 500 years ago, I was partnered with Anky Don, and we were badass, and then we killed this guy, but then, like, a piece of him got inside Anky Don, and now he's all infected.
And that's how venereal diseases were born.
And so now Anky Don's crazy, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. So I see people falling all around, like, oh shit, what are we going to do? And so Amy transforms so she doesn't fall over too, because that's how spandex works. And
it's not spandex.
Fuck you. And they start fighting, but then that crying guy comes out, and then the other four rangers come out, and they're like, look, we're Kyuriyugers together. Rangers forever, samurai together. Except they're dinosaurs. And
except for dinosaurs, just like a disclaimer.
And then Ramirez's like, man, I wish I had friends to fight with.
Man, I wish I had friends. Looks at Facebook. Two friends. One of Tom from MySpace somehow made his way over to Facebook.
And then they're like, it's okay, we'll be your friends, fat guy. And he's like, yay! Anky Don, come on! And so Green and Black are like, we'll take on this faggot. Let you guys go on ahead. And he's like, okay. So then they keep going, and then they run into Dough Gold, and Red and Blue are like, no, we got this. You guys keep going. I'm like, oh, okay. So Ramirez and Amy keep going, and they find Love and Smiles, and there's a fight. Stuff happens. Amy shoots people. She gets on her bike and rides around hitting people. I'm pretty sure they're going to take her license away, but whatever. She then rides the bike up into Anky Don's mouth, and uses a 2 Piranda battery in order to flatten herself and get inside the battery. When she sees the monster, she then de-untransforms and is like, oh shit, I gotta get the guy out of here. And then Anky Don will be free, and Ramirez's spirit powers will be awakened again, because there's like a silhouetted Kiryu Cyan over there looking like he's got a lot of stomach problems. And I'm like, that's not good. So she's like, oh wait, I know what to do. I'll make him fall in love with me. So she uses this Dimero battery, which apparently makes you fall in love. And she's like, come here and follow me, bitch. And he's like, okay. So she leaps back out of the battery.
Almost runs over a man. Okay.
She leaps out of the battery because we can't afford the smoke footage anymore. And he follows her. Anky Don is freed, and Kyuryu Cyan's powers go back inside Ramirez, and he can breathe again, or something, even though he's dead. And Amy's like, lulz, I don't like you, bitch. And so she starts fighting. There's more fighting. The other guy's coming back again, because they, like, I don't know, I guess the other guys ran away. They use their attacks. They kill things. She drills through the guy with her Tricera drill. And then Love and Smiles come in and, like, use their sperm water, and he grows large. So they summon Gaptira, Stegocci, Torikira. And then they start fighting. And then I don't know why they didn't just combine, but they started just fighting anyway. And the dude's like, I'm going to rape you, Gaptira. And I'm like, oh, shit, get away. And Ramirez is like, bitch, I got this. Brave in. Spirit Ranger, fire. He's like,
Power Rangers owns the rights to the word spirit.
And he's like, power of the Ankalo, Jungle Fury, Choryu Cyan. And you're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And so he's like, spirit hammer. And like a giant hammer just comes out of the sky and pops the bad guy on the head. Like, go the fuck away, bitch. And he's like, oh, okay. So he's like, Ankidon, let's go. And he comes and summons him because Ankidon wasn't just sitting there 10 seconds ago. He's like, let's kick this bitch's ass. And we're like, okay. And they're like,
okay. Everyone's so agreeable.
Like, combine my bro here with Gaptira and Tricera. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do this. So they do it. And it's like, Kyoryujin, macho. And they're all like, yeah, we're strong guys.
Macho.
And they beat the dude up with the giant hammer. And kill him. Ramirez is still transformed because we couldn't afford to pay the actor any more money. And he's like, here, take this battery. I'll still be transformed, but take it anyway. And they're like, okay. So it's like, use Ankidon's powers to help you. I'm going to go find the other guys. See what happened to them. They're dead too or something. I don't know. Maybe not. I read a rumor page that said one of them might not be. That's fine. I'll see you guys later. And he just like leaves. Meanwhile, we see that the bad guys have the Tarragadon battery, and then it ends. So that was fun. Ramirez is awesome. He says things in English, and it's hilarious.
Lady!
I love the fact that when he transforms, his fat just goes away. Like... I'm so used to like seeing like the Kid Rangers like get, like larger or anything like that, but no, he like goes and he shrinks.
I feel like his face is squished inside that helmet.
I'm like, sure his hair gets messed
cheeks
up.
Being squished together and be like, guys, I'm growing. I squished my cheeks together to make it more realistic. If you couldn't tell,
no, I could tell.
Oh, good. I'm glad my work was for nothing.
And he did his own little roll call thing, and that was fun.
Like, this episode was just so fantastic. Like, I want Ramirez in the show all the time. Like,
I kind of want him to be the mentor instead.
That guy is the coolest thing ever. He speaks Japanese like most of the people in my Japanese class. His English is hysterical.
He speaks Japanese the way that they interpret us speaking English. Like, when they have English speakers that are just there for a line or two and they sound like their tongues are swollen. Like, they make it sound like our brains have melted. And it mine has, but that's still not fair.
I love it.
Yeah. What was the reason that he's still a spirit, like he's around?
Because he's a spirit and he's awesome.
Oh, because it's tied to the battery, right? Or something?
I don't know. I mean, he's...
Well, his fighting spirit is tied to the battery inside of Ankidon, yeah.
Okay, so if you become a warrior and bond with a battery-powered dinosaur, you get to live forever. Sweet. Stop bucket list.
I like the little conversation that Pink and Ramirez has. Sorry, Amy. And Ramirez have in the park where she's kind of explaining that, like, why she was worried about him. I thought it was kind of interesting that she mentions how someone who would have died of old age would have looked a lot older than he would. So it kind of means that he died fighting. He died being a Kyoryuger.
Yeah,
he died so being awesome. I thought, yeah, that was kind of cool.
Being awesome.
He took out a like, come on, and then he died.
I like that they are kind of using his presence and the fact that he didn't have a team to kind of. show the sort of appreciation of behind having the team.
Yeah,
they did that. I like that. Curator seems to be putting a lot of emphasis on team, and honestly, I kind of dig it because it doesn't feel super forced, or at least not yet. But I like where they're going with it.
Yeah, because I like how they've established all the other Curators worked alone, and like I said, it gets them to appreciate being a team. And like I like how it's been Torrin's lifelong dream. Like, he's like, maybe this one won't be a disagreeable asshole. Nope. He wants to be a loner. Every single one, I give him the battery, they're like, I'm Batman. Like, no, stop.
And just to continue it, like, I like that Green and Ian and
Soji?
Green. Yeah, Soji. teamed up, you know, like, just to kind of continue on from what we kind of went through last episode. It's not major, but I'm glad that they didn't just immediately forget about it. I kind of dig the idea of those two sort of being a duo.
I kind of always see them as a duo because I'm lumping them like Go on Gold or Go on Black and Go on Green. So I'm lumping them together. Plus I they're all out in the back
last night.
Oh my god.
Good.
In general, like I knew I was gonna probably enjoy Kyuujiro at least early on because I liked all the stuff and you know, dinosaurs, but I didn't expect to enjoy it this much. If that makes any sense.
Like I was at the beginning, I was really worried about how goofy it was gonna be, but it's
got a good
presenting itself as like fun and goofy, but. Like, I mean, like Aerosol said, when you just kind of look at it, it's actually giving really strong messages and really strong, like, character development. Not so much development, because, I mean, we're only six episodes in, but I guess moments.
It's defining them.
And it's being, like, written and handled really well, I think.
But Brian, ratings.
Ratings are still in the shitter. Sentai sucks.
It's obviously a more silly Sentai, but like I said, I'm enjoying it more than I thought. Like, it's got a pretty decent balance of story. Like, I think it's done a really good job of setting up a really interesting universe that I really like with like the enemies being around so long and all these various creatures fighting at various points in history. And it's just kind of set up something that like I didn't expect to be that involved in it. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
It was touching.
Since we just finished watching Z-Ranger not that long ago. And
Grandpa Tyranno?
You and your racism.
Well, Z-Ranger tried to set up its backstory, its whole world and everything, and I feel like it didn't really use it very well.
It didn't.
You know? And I feel like honestly had some potential that it just kind of completely squandered. But
I liked the backstory, like the universe it set up. They just never used it.
I feel like Kyuujiro is kind of on the right path. Mm-hmm. Like it's setting up this world that is very interesting. Like Dawson was saying, I dig the whole setting up that there were these past rangers who kind of fought alone and in different time periods all over the place. I like that they're setting it up, and I feel like it's on a good path.
Yeah,
as opposed, I don't know, I figured I'd compare it to a
recent endeavor.
Yeah.
It's also dinosaurs.
Another dino show.
See,
That has a lot of potential with a lot of world building that it did, but it just squandered it. But
also,
I think that Kyuujiro's doing well. I love it so far. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm with like you guys. I was not expecting to like it as much as I did. Like, I knew I was going to like the suits, the concepts, and everything, but I was not expecting to be as engrossed in the characters. I mean, fucking Ramirez is like this fat-ass guy that was in two episodes, and I legitimately care about his character.
Brian's role model in life now.
Like, I want to be him. When I die, I want to continue to live in, like, the spirit of a cyan ankylosaurus wearing a Viking outfit and being goofy.
Like, I wasn't trying to sound like one of those people that was like, oh, GoBusters over, this is going to be stupid, it's childish, but I just, like, it's more enjoyment than I thought I was going to get.
Yeah.
No, I
totally agree with you, like, where you're coming from with, on that.
Something else that was highlighted by comparing it to G-Rangers that I feel like we know the characters more than all of G-Ranger, because I feel like the G-Rangers were just a giant lump of idiots, but everyone else was just a fucking idiot. The look on Boy's face is priceless in that picture, too. He just looks like an idiot.
I feel like that's kind of a flaw in the writing of older Sentai. I feel like from what I've seen of like that era of Sentai, it doesn't have strong individual character writing at all.
But see, like, right now, I think obviously Kyoryuger's done a better job of defining them, and we're so early on, but I think G-Ranger was the worst, because at least in Jetman, I didn't think we got quite as involved with some other characters I've seen, but at least they all had a distinct personality. Like, the G-Rangers were all just a bunch of idiots that were from a long time ago for me. Like, no one really felt like they had a truly distinct personality. Like, at least in Jetman, you had, like, you know, Guy the Womanizer and...
and at least... At least the Jetman team kind of responded appropriately to their situation when they were thrown into it.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Z-Rangers, who just were like, oh, we're 170 million years in the future now. Okay, that's cool.
I'm just going to check my email. Bitch, you don't have an email. I don't even think emails was invented in this year. I'm just kidding. They had some really old-ass computers, though. But, yeah.
And they like balls.
So, speaking of G-Rangers, Wizard?
No, real quick.
Oh.
That thing that we were talking about yesterday, when I was watching it, the fact that Amy just points the gun at herself and shoots
Oh, yeah, to make herself flat.
I think this'll work. Shoot self in chest.
While Kevin was doing the summary, I actually had Kyoryuger playing on mute. I
he
didn't
liked
want
it that
to
much.
Feel bad. But I had it playing on mute because I kind of wanted to be reminded of some of the stuff that was going on. Yeah, that definitely reminded me of Amy
just
shooting herself.
She's just up there, and it's like, Tuparanda, and she just points at herself and fires.
Like, she thought of that plan in a matter of seconds. Like, she better hope that worked. Could have gone bad. It could have been, like, a super powerful laser that worked this time. Oh, it would have been great. She just falls off.
Changes effects.
Like, how could you be certain it would work differently on humans?
I love how in tandem Ramirez, like, fought with Ankidan, too. Like, in the little flashback scene we got, and in the show, I like the idea of them fighting side by side with their dinos, with their dino partners.
Kind of like Red did in the first episode.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool take on it. Like, I dig the flashback scene where he's just like, Ankidan, attack! And he just summons a huge hammer from the sky and just wails.
Use Iron Tail!
It was awesome.
Ankidan, use Rape Attack.
I love Ramirez. And he's constantly shouting, come on! I don't know, I just dig it. I love it.
Oh. I hope Ramirez comes back a few times.
He better come back.
Like, I get a feeling we'll probably see them all, well, whoever we get for other Rangers in some type of finale thing or close to the finale, but I'd like to see them, particularly Ramirez, pop up a couple more times. Maybe he'll find the next guy for us. Oh, hey, I found this guy at the Spirit Cafe. So, he can help, you know.
He's got Bunpacky. And it'll be Bunpacalific.
Speaking of Bunpacalific, let's talk about Wizard. I don't know. My segues. Is there anything else to say?
No. I just wanted to talk about Amy.
Cock.
Okay, I always want to talk about Amy, but that's a different version. Okay, so...
I'll talk about this Amy, too. That's fine.
So Haruto and all of the antique gang are talking about Mai from that last episode. They're like, the only thing she'll be okay? And then they never mention her again. Because we have no idea what the fuck's happening to her. While that's going on, Medusa's talking to Wise Man about the plan and shit. And Nito's arguing with the donut lady about tuna and mayonnaise, so it's just an average day for him. And then the newspaper article flies on her face, and so he's trying to read it off of her face, and he's like, oh, snap, look at this article. It says, archaeologist finds ancient toy. So he's got to go meet this archaeologist, but the archaeologist is a total dick and thinks that he's just trying to take credit. But he doesn't get very far because he's attacked by a phantom. That happens to be a security guard, too. You know, you got to have a second job. And then Beast goes to fight him, and archaeologist guy's all fascinated with his smelt. I don't know where smelt came from. I was going to say something else, and that just came out. But he was looking at his belt, and there's a very awkward picture of his crotch that Tokujo posted up. And then Wizard arrives, and they try to get the archaeologist guy out of there in the little car. And... Nito later allows the guy to look at the belt in exchange for him getting to look at the toys he found. And so he's taking glamour shots of it. And back at the base, everyone's pissed because Wizard's getting another tool, a box. God, what an asshole. But at least Golem has a purpose now. And then
Golem does carpentry.
Back at the museum lab... Gremlin shows up and starts attacking Nito, and he's defenseless because the belt's in a photo shoot. So the gate's left wide open, if you know what I mean. But Wizard shows up in time to save him, and he's fighting against the Phantom while Nito's just getting curb stomped by Gremlin. And then it just kind of ends. It's sort of a standoff. This episode was just kind of okay for me. I was just kind of there. I enjoyed the last two a little bit more. Like, I don't know. There's just something about it that just didn't really grab me or anything. I thought just kind of boring. Like, oh, hey, look, we found upgrades for beasts, and this guy's an asshole, and we're going to just forget about all the stuff that happened last time. So I don't know. I'm just...
The donut people randomly just showed up again. Like, oh, look, we were in this show. And they're like, oh, yeah, you guys are here.
Donut. That's the thing.
I like how at the end they were like, hey, remember that other chick? We forgot all about her. And like, oh no, it's fine. She ran away. Oh, okay.
Like, I hope that we learn more about Beast in the next arc. Like, I was hoping when we got to Hyper, it would give us an opportunity to learn a little bit more about, like, the Beast powers themselves and to dive into that a little bit more. And right now we're not getting much. I mean, that's what I'm hoping next episode will elaborate a little more, because obviously this asshole guy's interested in it. I don't know how much he can find out, but I don't know. That's just what I'm hoping for.
It would be nice.
Because all we know about him is he's using an old OS.
I agree with the whole it was there thing. Like, I liked bits of it, and like, my favorite part of the episode was honestly Golem doing carpentry. Like,
I thought it was funny when the guy tried to use the gun as a belt when it's clearly not a belt.
He like takes the gun and he puts it against his stomach. Like, no,
no, put that down.
I didn't really hate anything about the episode, but I mean, compared to the Kyoryuger episode, it was just kind of.
It didn't have any Ramirez, it sucked.
It was the thing. Like, Wizard is honestly just kind of a thing for me now.
Well, I mean, the last couple of weeks we had pretty decent episodes.
Yeah, like, I liked the last arc a lot.
This one, it's like I said over Twitter, Nito's just kind of... that animated short in between stuff that actually matters, which is so weird because I feel like I haven't seen a writer this like disrespected. Like, not only by the character, not only by the characters, but I just feel like he's not. Yeah, I just feel like he's not. utilized well. And when he is utilized, he's picked on by the other characters. And I'm sure, you know, that might be just part of the shtick, but I don't know. I guess I don't really enjoy it that much because it doesn't feel like he has much of a purpose.
He almost seems like he can't carry his own storylines.
Yeah.
Pretty much can't.
Like, we're not only not learning much about him as a character other than he had a grandmother. I'm actually interested to learn a little bit more about the Beast origins, like I said. And, like, yeah. How they possibly tie to the Phantoms. Maybe who was the Blast Beast? How did they solve this? I don't know. They probably died. They probably died in the cave he found it in. But it's just there's so much potential there. But even so, compared to the last people in his position, not like the actual Beast, but he doesn't have as much of a purpose. He's got no friend to get out of a coma, no family to avenge, no bullet to get out of his brain. He's just trying to live.
Oh, well.
So, yeah, overall, it was just kind of meh for me.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much like you guys said, nothing really wrong with it, just, I don't know, not overly entertaining this week.
It's kind of disappointing.
Which is sad, because I do like Nito. I think he's a fun character, so by all means, I should like a focus episode on Nito. But it just wasn't, I don't know, just not much there.
I like when he transformed and he pushed the dude with the camera back.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Like, it didn't hurt him, like, it just pushed him. Like, he seemed hardly affected at all. He was all like, God damn it! You kids and your toys! I'm trying to get a close-up of your crotch. They're taking a picture of the belt. Yes, the belt.
That's awful. No one wants Needle's crotch.
And now it's not time for Megaforce.
Nope.
No, I'm going to go die for 20 minutes.
We got fucking delayed because of the Kids' Choice Awards.
That was on later that night.
Oh, we need to hiatus all of our fucking programs because the Kids' Choice Awards are on.
It's okay. Fine. It makes it seem like there's a little bit more time where we just had the 5 before 6 shows up.
Suck it, bitches.
Yep. You get Robo Knight next week, so that's a thing.
Yeah.
Robo
Knight.
Robo Knight.
Because now it's time for ramble time.
Already?
Yeah.
It seems like we just started.
Where'd Kevin go?
I don't know.
So, Pokemon was pretty much worthless because it was just a stupid filler amongst the league.
Okay, shut up for a second. So,
man, ever since you posted that thing on Ranger Crew, you've gotten full of yourself.
Oh yeah.
Look, I'm important, so Shinobi. Shut up for a second.
I'm dancing, you just don't see it. So they're at the fucking Pokemon League, and they dedicate an episode to Axu being a complete fucking moron. What kind of shit is that?
How come
you've got all these fucking battles to do with all these fucking characters that are really stupid, and you dedicate the episode to Axu getting abducted by a bunch of old people.
That's what I was saying last week. I was like, why are we shortening these battles when we don't have to, and then all of a sudden we're going to have a filler episode? That's really stupid.
Like, I get not wanting to do a battle every episode because it might get stale, but...
Well, then I'll have Team Rocket to try to steal everyone between each bout. Where'd they go again?
I don't know.
Are we ever going to get the lost episode? Do you get it? The tsunami or whatever was tragic, but I want to see my fucking episodes. How does it even remind people of tragedies? Oh, because it's going to remind them they lost their houses. Because of Team Rocket?
Team Rocket actually caused all of that.
Clearly.
It's the weather machine they made that, I don't know, that's really stupid. Like, I can't believe we haven't even got it here. Like, I think we should have got it first here because I think it would have been funny. We're like, well, we don't care.
We don't care, we're America.
America. I did read today that, according to at least to the episode title listing for Pokemon Best Wishes 2.5 Dooba Dooba Dooba, or whatever, we're going back to Kanto.
Really?
Hmm?
The region, the islands are in Kanto?
I guess it just said we're going back to Kanto, and currently Silent and Iris are tagging along.
Fuck.
They got nowhere else to go. Silent's a deadbeat and ditched his job.
All these fucking gym leaders tag along with Ash and, like, leave their job.
All the gym leaders, in general, are just horrible. Either they leave their job, they're too bored to battle, or they have to handle something else and they're never home. Like, why isn't the gym leader there? I'm helping out these underprivileged youths. No, you have a job, bitch.
I like how Brock abandoned his family. You know, the family that relied on him to take care of them.
Yeah, but the deadbeat dad was back who they never knew. It's not like he was going to rape him or anything.
I just think it's funny. See you later, guys. I know I'm supposed to be taking care of you, but I'm going to leave you with our father who abandoned us years ago.
And then when he comes back, all of a sudden the mom's there. Like, where was she?
She wanted to turn the thing into a water gym.
Yeah, that was stupid.
So you could go and beat a water gym, then fight another water gym.
Oh my god.
Yo, dog, I heard you like water gyms, so you put a water gym before your water gym, so you can just have fun with water.
Water.
Fuck that up.
I miss Pokemon Chronicles. I kind of liked it.
Charmander would flip his shit.
Charmander. Starting with a Charmander on Red and Blue is like fucking hard mode. You have to fight Brock, which is near impossible with a fire type. And then you have to fight Misty, which is definitely impossible with a fire type. Thankfully, you can catch a Pikachu. Because my Pikachu's gonna fuck shit up. Did I beat Misty? I don't think I did. I mysteriously stopped once I got to Cerulean City.
You're a Pikachu Jamaican?
Hell yeah, where the fucker go? Where is he? he's under my desk right here.
Oh, that's where Pikachu belongs.
Probably like marijuana in it. Got a Pikachu laced with coke.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Whatever happened to that guy what's his name, Richie?
I don't know. He was in that Chronicles episode, then he vanished again.
It's like, I have a Talo. Bye.
I have a Talo because Ash has a Talo. Bye.
Ash's creepy clone. Wasn't there like some kind of crazy theory about him being a clone or some shit?
Oh, probably.
There's nothing else to say, not really.
I think we get a battle next week.
I'm so sure. Who's Ash up against next?
Stefan.
Oh. I almost said, who's Dawn fight?
That's next episode is Stefan versus Ash.
And he loses to the guy with the Rattler, right?
Ash, yeah.
Hmm?
And then he beats the Eevee guy and wins.
That's usually how you beat people. Who beats Eevee guy and loses? Turned out missing. Let's see. So should we move on to Ben 10 then?
Yeah.
So my favorite character in the history of the Ben 10 universe is back, Julie. And she now looks more Asian.
She looks more Asian and found a Frenchman to date.
Like Johnny Young Bosch, she tried harder at being Asian and succeeded. Asian eater dating a Frenchman. Stop humiliating yourself. I really did not like Julie. I'm still not too fond of her. I'm glad that they didn't like get back together or anything.
Yeah.
Mainly because Ben's supposed to marry that Indian chick from that one episode with Ben Wolf. Because that's Ken's mom. So if he got together with Julie, poor Ken wouldn't exist.
Unless they change the continuity again.
Set them towards that future. They apparently didn't like the future that they wrote for Ben 10,000 Ultimate Alien, in which Ben was president at one point. Didn't bother transforming. It was a neat idea, but that takes away the fun of that.
He just, like, gets the powers. Like, I didn't like that at all.
That was pretty stupid.
I honestly wasn't really looking forward to this episode, just because it didn't sound like it would be very interesting. And it kind of wasn't. So it's kind of right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
There really just wasn't much to take away from it outside of that weird robot chick has a crush on Brooke.
Exists in her saucer head.
That was probably my favorite part of the episode. Was this giant fucking GoBot fucking hitting on Rook.
I think that Julie needs to give Ship back because she doesn't deserve Ship.
Ship. No, bitch, she doesn't deserve Ship.
Powers. I love
you
how
shit, not Ship.
I love how Vamp never uses upgrade, despite how useful they've been proven to be through things like Ship and Malware, and that one galvanic mechamorph from that movie. They did with CG. I don't remember what it was called. It was like
destroy.
Oh yeah, destroy people.
People.
Different version. Something else I was gonna bring up about this. I forgot about it. What was? Did he transform into anybody unique in this episode?
We got the bike.
Oh yeah, Jury Rig made it. That's kind of funny. He made it out of pieces.
I forgot.
I forgot too. That's the big explanation. Jury Rig made it out of busted RV pieces. It's pretty funny.
Fix.
I hear the next episode is pretty rad.
Rad bug?
No, I think that's the title of the episode.
Oh, I was like, is there a joke here I'm not getting? I just spit.
No, the title of the episode is rad.
Oh. How much longer can we go? This is season 1, episode 28. It's just going to go until the end of time.
Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I don't know what episode this is. Like, is it a series or season, like, 3? Is it a win? What the fuck are we doing?
The third set, when they're organizing them into 10, but I don't know how they organize them. Like I said, I think I told you that iTunes, they organize them by the arc in sets of 10, but, like, here on the guide, it says season 1, episode 28. I think that, I've said this a bunch of times, I think they're going to stop it if you doesn't stop. But if they stop, like, in the next couple weeks, like maybe 2 or 3, 4 maybe, then they'll probably take a break for the summer, and then I could see them airing fairly consistently from fall on, because I think they have like a 60-ish episode order. And then if it ends by, after continuously airing it, when they come back in the fall, that would probably line up with the time when it's time for a new series.
Yeah.
Because it's roughly 2 years. It seems like we're going faster because we're airing it so continuously. But if they do it the way I'm thinking they're going to, then it should be in time for a potential new series. What am I going to say? Like, Alien Force and Ultimate Aliens' airing schedule was really weird. They air, like, 3.5 episodes and then leave for, like, a year. And then come back without telling you. People complain about Power Rangers. Man, that was an interesting discussion.
Like, it just doesn't end at all.
Hey, let's just get something to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
Otherwise, we just have Pokemon and dirt farmers getting shot.
Dirt farmers.
That can't even last forever, because they're going to turn the power back on, and the dirt farmer's still going to be gone.
Yeah, I don't really got too much else to say. There's a lot of women in this episode. I mean, that was the point. It doesn't really factor into how enjoyable or not enjoyable the episode was. It was just making a point because I felt like we should talk more.
Damn it, you gave away our secrets, Brian.
Blast.
You sound so disappointed. So, after a long time, we can actually have more than one person talking about Transformers.
Wee! So, as most of you know, I did not like season 2.
I stopped watching.
And introduced Smokescreen, which I liked because I like Smokescreen because Nolan North is awesome. That's really the only reason. But this was Beast Hunters, and I liked the Beast Hunter toys, and I like Beast Transformers. So I was looking forward to the show. Hopefully it's good. I don't know yet because this episode was 22 minutes of nothing. Like most of series 2. Or season 2. Whatever. So, yeah, I mean, we got, like, literally nothing. Like, there's fucking nothing happened.
What? We got a lot of shit. Bumblebee's driving around, hiding behind trees. Bulkhead's stopping Miko from using her cell phone. This is some hard-hitting shit.
RC needs to take a note from Bulkhead and put Jack on a leash.
Oh, yeah, what an idiot. One text couldn't hurt. Really? Really, asshole? You've been on the run for... How long have they been on the run for? Is there a time jump?
I don't think there was.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I guess he hasn't been on the run that long.
It was probably fucking a couple weeks at most.
Optimus is like, oh, and then it's like, just take it easy, baby. I gotcha. Sully will take care of you. And I thought that for some reason that, well, I guess it was, I don't remember if he was missing an arm when the episode started, but like at the end of the last one, Megatron was missing an arm. And for some reason, I thought he was going to get a new arm, like in Revenge of the Fallen. And then all of a sudden, he just got his normal arm back, and he's like, I rule Earth.
He had the arm with the, from, fuck, I forgot what prime it was, but he took it from a prime, so he could use the, Forge of Solace, I think, I don't remember what artifact he was trying to use, but it can only be used by prime, so he ripped off the arm of a dead prime and put it on his arm, so that he could use it. And so he had that, and he was, like, using, like, the sword and shit, but then Optimus sliced his arm off, so now he had to go find his old arm in, like, the closet of the spaceship or something.
Megatron is, like, addicted to decapitation in, like, all these series. He just loves losing limbs. It's funny because I think he told me to watch, like, the last 3 or 4, and I kept planning on watching him on Netflix, and then they had that marathon, and I planned on just sitting there and watching it, but I got so fidgety. And I started, like, just doing random things around the room, like cleaning up something or organizing my Skylanders. And so I was only half paying attention. So I was just seeing random fights. They're like, how dare you? How could you do this, Optimus? We have to open this gate. No, this gate. Fuck. We have to get home. But we are home. I'm like, what are you talking about? And Raptor's like, I can't believe this is happening. And then they all left and stuff exploded. And then it ended. I'm like,
that sums up season 2.
I'm like, what just happened? And like, he's gonna get the special key that's shiny. I'm like, oh fuck, that sounds bad. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. You kill our only way home. We can't sacrifice the humans. I don't know. And Megatron's like, I rule the Earth. And then Optimus is like, oh, I gotta get a new coat of paint for my figure. But yeah,
I'm not sure why Bumblebee changed color schemes and no one else did.
Stealth
especially
mode.
Since that, like, deco for Bumblebee, like, isn't on the shelf anymore. So
they were really late.
Because he turned into the Stealth Bumblebee, like, deco. I think it was Stealth Bumblebee for Prime Line. I don't remember. Except darker. Because the one that was released was closer to, like, a weird grayish color. But, like, you can't find that Bumblebee anymore. You can only find the normal one, or the Beast Hunters one. And it's neither of those. So I don't know what they're doing.
He's not all Bebop Boot Murder and shit.
Like, I'm just disappointed that it, from, like, the way things are looking, you are not going to see any of the Beast Hunters, like, designs in the show. Which I expected, because CGI costs. But it's just kind of disappointing because I like the Beast Hunters design so much.
Yeah. I want to see Bebop Boot Murder.
Well, apparently we're probably going to see Optimus because he's going to beat himself up with a hammer and make a new body or whatever. But
yeah, because he's all, you know, destroyed right now. And he got pulled into a portal somewhere. I don't know how this works. But they definitely should have shown an hour, especially after all the build-up. And, like, it sort of ended on a ish, sort of ish cliffhanger with Shockwave. Like, oh my god, it's Shockwave. But It should have been an hour.
Yeah, because the preview event that they had, they showed the first two episodes to everyone in, like, a theater or whatever for their VIP shit. And so, like, I don't see why they couldn't have did that here, too, because apparently it's a lot more enjoyable when you watch it in a full hour. Like, I think this opening arc lasts, like, 3 or 4 episodes or something, but the first two are definitely, like, super connected. So I don't see why they couldn't have done that for a premiere event, but I just don't like when they split up premieres like that. You can't just end with Shockwave appearing out of the portal and going, ha, 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 Shockwave and shit. I don't know what he said, but yeah, it's just annoying.
Yeah, they should have made it an hour. Especially after build-up. You know, like, epic marathon till it's over, and then we're going to show our movies.
Okay, movies.
I don't know. I hope this last season is decent.
It's short, so if it isn't, then you won't have to suffer through much.
Did they know from the get-go that they were only getting this, or did they get cut short?
They knew from the get-go that it was going to be a short season. Okay. From what I read, the Beast aspect was shoehorned in at the last minute.
Oh, that should be fun. That's part of the reason that it's like Transformers Prime Season 3 Beast Hunters, and then it's just like the same for the 22-minute premiere.
Yeah.
Nothing happens related at all. The opening doesn't change. They just add the little Beast Hunters logo from the toys.
Like, they had like 2 months less to work on it than they originally thought, and then Hasbro or whatever was like, yeah, you need to put in these dragons in the show. Like, what?
Kids love dragons. It reminds me of that iCarly episode where they just kept adding shit. Like, let's just add in Bobo, and then he'll go on to play Andre on Victorious.
So they basically had to make Shockwave find these dragons on Cybertron or whatever, and then shoehorn them into the episodes.
That's stupid.
Which is ridiculous.
Look, I found dragons. Oh, okay.
Okay, dragons.
It should make for an interesting season. So, speaking of interesting seasons, Revolution.
So that was finally back.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoyed it. I was kind of... I was honestly a little bit surprised. Like, I mean, leading up to the... to the end of the episode, I mean, you could start telling what was going to happen, but, like, if I just sat down and started the episode, I probably wouldn't have guessed that they were going to do that fast.
I wasn't, I don't think even as it went on, I was sure they were going to do that. I thought that his whole, I gotta do this so I can prove I'm not just a peasant wearing fuck, and I thought he was going to, like, prove himself. That's all
Wait,
I thought was going to happen.
A peasant wearing fuck?
Like, I don't know.
He wears peasants?
Yes. He always wears those fucking peasant shirts. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Why do you always look like you're about to go sleep with your cousin and, like, pick hay? What are you doing, man? And, like, even as it went on, I didn't think that was going to happen because, like, after he blew up the helicopter, I thought it was just going to be like, oh, you're one of the group. And then it's like, oh, shit, that guy tripped and, like, shot him 3 times. And he's like, oh, fuck. And Charlie's like, granted, that's her dialogue for the entire series. Joyce has the same look on her face, like, just about to have a mental breakdown.
While looking like a horse.
But I didn't really expect that. I guess
like,
he's just going to perpetually be a plot device.
Like... basically, like, Danny is a living plot device. Like, he served as the entire plot movement for the first half of this show slash season slash whatever. And then the start of the, like, the second half, they're just like, well, he served his purpose. We got Mom back.
Like I told you, I kind of felt bad because... in the beginning half of the episode, I was thinking how boring he was and how I kind of hated him. Like, he just seemed so dull, and he really didn't fit in with anybody because he hadn't been around. And I'm like, I kind of hope he either dies or, like, they just drop him off back at their house or something. And then he gets shot. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
At least he went out taking down a fucking helicopter.
Because
like
he knew how to operate that grenade launcher.
or that rocket launcher.
That's just something you pick up, like.
Yeah, like he hasn't.
Like, I mean, if I were to find a rocket launcher, I would probably just be able to pick it up and shoot it and hit it.
Like buttons and shit. He like started playing Pong on it, and he's like, "All right, got it ready." Because stupid, what's his name, Miles couldn't handle it. He's like, "All right, got this." Boom! Oh fuck.
Who's the badass now?
I thought that I got shot by a helicopter. I thought that the 45 seconds of random flashback about him having asthma were completely out of place.
A little bit. I mean, it's not like it was like a, pardon the pun, but a revolution that that he had asthma. We knew this from the beginning. So it's not like it was necessary for character development.
Wait, you mean revelation?
No, maybe.
They're similar. It's more like a pun. And I was trying to save you. I don't think I could. And it'd be like new Togufoam revoiled. I can't even do it. It doesn't even make sense. Now I'm just still going. Somebody stop me.
I'm just messing with you. Continue.
I know. I was trying to continue it. Anyway, let's see. So the asthma thing. I think the idea was they're trying to reinforce that Charlie was always looking after him, but they already reinforced that like two or three times in the first half of the season.
She went on a fucking adventure to find him. I think we get it.
Exactly. And it was really stupid. This show in general, I don't think handles flashbacks well, which is something I think I could actually learn from Arrow.
It was a lot at the beginning, and then they just kind of got redundant.
Like, they're not using flashbacks when they need it. Like, I don't give a shit about this little fuck that's going to get shot having asthma. I want to find it. Like, I complained about this last half. I want to find out more about Miles and Monroe. Because, like, I feel like I would feel a lot more tension and just a general feeling about their rivalry if I had actually felt like they were friends. But we never really saw proper amounts of flashbacks. Like, I think Arrow handles the flashbacks a lot better than the show's doing. Like, I'm especially bothered by, I remember the flashback, it was like early on in the first part of the season when they showed Miles and Monroe just walking after their car broke down and they saw Jacob about to get raped or whatever and they stopped it and then they're like, somebody's got to step up to protect people. And I thought that was going to lead to more flashbacks showing how they gradually like made the militia to create some sort of government, but we never found out anything. All we have is they thought they needed to do something, then bitch went crazy. And we have nothing in between.
Like I assume they're going to fill in the blanks as it goes, but I feel like that's something that needed to be touched upon sooner.
Yeah, because it's not necessary to the plot of how the power went out. They should have wrapped that up, cause especially since like the climax of the first half of the season was the confrontation between the two. Oh, well. Now we're focused on him. He should have shot him. He put down his gun. He could have killed it, ended it right there. He says it starts monologuing.
Always with the monologue.
Oh. Now I'm just hearing Frozone and Mr. Incredible talking about it. He starts monologuing. Going on about how feeble I am. Love that movie. Meanwhile, we got this suited bald guy pulling some strings at the tower or whatever.
Oh my god, that little fucker. Like, I mean, he was a fucker to begin with. And then he's like, sup, Monroe, you want some power? And I'm like, you bitch.
And he's got that lesbian black chick doing his bidding. I like how I thought that he was going to be presented as somebody that, like, Rachel and stuff didn't trust. Mm-hmm. But possibly, like, that he was going to approach them as an ally, and it was just going to kind of be like, can we trust him or not? He just straight up went to Monroe. And then he's got that little nerd guy working for him. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I had to betray you with my Echo Echo gun. I love how badly he got pwned by Miles when he got free of his ties. Like, he, like, threw him against the wall. It was pretty funny to see. He like punched him in the stomach and threw
him into the wall. Like, come on, let's go.
That's really funny. And you thought that they were brother and sister. That was funny.
I get confused.
And what's his name? What's the nerd guy's name? Dougie?
Who?
The guy with the glasses.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Alvin. That sounds right.
I don't think that's right at all.
Well, we'll call him Alvin.
I just call him Paul Bunyan.
He just wanted to go home. He's like, well, we're done now, guys. Just go back to the farm. Like, we've lost half our crew since we started.
We're
done now. We still have
now.
A British
what?
Chick, remember?
Aaron.
Oh, Alvin was kind of close. I guess he's not a chipmunk. Did anything else happen? Did that when they blew up that helicopter, that had their only battery on it, didn't it?
As far as I know, yeah.
I'm assuming he's going to get another one from Bald Guy. This is how bad the show was. We can't remember anyone's name. It's Bald Guy, Alvin,
well,
and...
Bald Guy is Randall. I know his name. I don't know the nerd guy's name. I don't remember him. No, no. Not Aaron, the other one. The one that's hanging out with
the one that got thrown into a wall.
And the lesbian black lady's Grace. I remember her name.
I don't remember her name at all. Until now, obviously. But,
I don't remember Neville's kid's name.
It should have been, Scott. What's his name? Ika Devil. for that role, he should have gotten it instead of this guy.
Wikipedia's telling me that it's Jason.
It's Jason? His hair doesn't move because it's a buzz cut. I like how Neville... I can't take him seriously because of his haircut. Like, if you look at, like, is the front of his hairline, like, it just looks so...
He looked like he's trying to be a very militant Obama.
He looks he's like you... he's basically got the same... Well, I guess essentially him and Merle basically do. They're normal dudes until this happened. And they turned all evil. The same backstory as, like, the governor of Milwaukee Dead. Like, he was, like, this nerdy office guy, and now he's just beating the shit out of everyone. It's kind of interesting, though, because his whole thing was he didn't like taking shit from people, and now he's, like, this powerful commander, but he still has to take shit from Monroe. And you know he's going to get in trouble when he finds out that his son's not really dead. He just started abusing him.
I like abusing. Why did I just say that? I don't even know. I'm not thinking at all.
Okay, you have to fill in for Kevin. Kevin would have said that in the days. Are you like counting M&Ms? What's happening?
I'm dumping them out of the bag because I want to eat them.
Right, Lushig, you get the green ones. but anyway, it was a pretty decent return.
Oh yeah, like I enjoyed it.
I think that Juliet needs to start sharing some shit. She's being way too secretive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
She just seems so shady. Like, she seems more involved in this than the dad was. And he was, like, supposedly the one working at this company that did this. And she's, like, way deep into all this crap.
I think she was just shacking up with everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. I got some serious vibes from her.
She was shacking up with Randall and... Oh, I love your bald head.
Oh, yeah, I forgot she took that antibiotic, blinking antibiotic out of Danny. Oh,
yeah. Like, what is that? Like,
Android? Is that why he's...
I thought about that. I was like, was he a robot? And I'm sitting here going, Brian, that's stupid.
It was so weird. Like, she just, like, oh, bloody! And then she just starts cutting him, and like, oh, there's a blinking
like,
pill.
She was cutting him. I'm like, what are you doing, you witch? And then, except I said bitch instead of witch. And all of a sudden, bam, blinking pill-shaped thing. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, I guess we don't need GPS tracking on him anymore.
I'll go put it in Charlie instead.
Plus, it was working, too.
Hey, Charlie, I got a knife.
Oh my god.
She's turned crazy. But that I guess she did have one of those little necklaces. But I don't know if she had it on or the thing was working though. Though obviously it had some sort of electronics in it because it was blinking.
I didn't think about that.
Well, maybe he was a battery. They're just going to plug Danny into shit. They're just going to, like, tie him onto a helicopter and start flying it.
Just, we talk? Just going to prop him up and use him as a banner.
I just did think it was kind of funny, like, the way they use the battery. Like, they just wrap a necklace around a bazooka and it works. Necklace power.
Now it's time for the Facebook question of the bi-weekly nerf.
Oh, the jerk.
Why? That jingle gets more and more drunk every time
I just think you're drunk.
Yeah, maybe.
This week's question is, what is your favorite penis? No, I'm kidding.
Mine.
Oh. See, that was
Kevin's.
What is your favorite Six Ranger introduction in Power Rangers?
Oh, God. I have to, like, readjust to all of this.
Speaking of, we found Kevin in a temporal time warp, and we picked him back up.
Speaking of readjusting, Brian's trying to readjust the things in my pants.
Yep.
They're out of place because it's time properly.
I had that problem a lot. I'm sorry.
So, Nicholas Hernan Hoff says, White Dino Thunder Ranger. Reason being because he completely owned the other Rangers and looked badass doing it.
I'm going to say the ball of light from SPD. I don't know if I said that funny. I said it right, but funny. SPD! Even though he was a 7th Ranger, we still need a figure.
SPD! Cam Wadskow says it's a tough choice between Titanium Ranger and Mercury Ranger, but I'm going to have to go with Titanium Ranger. That's cool.
Jared Castile says I would have to say that I... I would have to say the White Dino Ranger had a badass entrance and owned the rest of the Rangers with his arrows and awesome speed.
That is Dwight Dino Ranger. Power of Dwight! I'm Alvin's friend.
Let's see. Pedro Flores says, White Dino Ranger, he is a complete badass.
Listen, Kiefer.
Kiefer.
I think that either that was my favorite of that one time when he just went, alright, it's Kiefer. I didn't think of anything clever. Okay. I'm going to go with Cam from Ninja Storm. Not only does Multipotter capitalize on his characterization established in every previous episode by bringing him to the ultimate stage of his development, but it also gave us backstory for his family as a whole, as well as being a big reveal and changed how everyone viewed Lothar. Or that is Luther. He truly earned his spot as a ranger rather than just coming along and joining up like some of the examples, and his overall arc was just well done as a whole. The only flaw in his intro that I can think of was that his last part probably should have been his own filler episode. Other than that, much headbanging was had.
Gossam sitting there going, how could he not love this? And Linkar's like, ah, it sucks. Whatever, I don't remember.
And then Danger Joe Bailey says, the Lunar Wolf Ranger made me sticky.
You didn't even wait for to finish our bit. You had to move on to his bit.
You're right, because I didn't want to listen to your bit. Your bit sucked.
I like how I know the origins of this post because I saw him on Twitter being like, I don't have a joke.
I don't have a joke.
I can't think of something sexy to say about him.
I'll just say he makes me sticky.
God.
Okay, sir.
Jeff Moses says, not going with Tommy, going with Antonio. Love Octo, and he has gold power.
Gold power. You gotta do it right.
No.
No.
Well, fucking rebel over here. Eric Rodriguez says, I have to say the Quantum Ranger intro.
Billy the Dozer Harris says, Tommy, all the way. First green, then white. I'm old school, though. Didn't get to cover the new ones too much. Didn't get into that. Sorry. Have you listened to this show before by chance? Because I've never seen you before, and you like old things.
Alright. Cesar R. Cespedes.
Cetus the penis.
Says Quantum Ranger. Loved how he was basically a jerk towards the others.
We love jerks around here at RR.
Daniel Wills. Oh, my God. Daniel. You have the easiest name on here, and I still screw it up. Oh, my God.
Poor Dan.
Daniel Wilson says, Green Ranger, dig the flute.
If I ever actually see him again, I'll say that you fucked his name up.
Who is he?
I mean, he played Pokemon with me before.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen him in, like, probably, like,
look,
and a half,
I'm sorry. My mouth doesn't work the same way as my brain.
Problem.
She has a mouth. Colony Watkins says, Defender of the Galaxy, SPD Shadow Ranger. With this, the truest sword in the galaxy, I will right all wrongs. Woo. Proceeds to stomp the butts of 100 Crybots. Like a boss, you might say.
I get it.
Charles Chung says Green Samurai Ranger, and his avatar says Peekaboo.
Peekaboo where?
Oh goodness, it's frightening. Eagleardo 26 is going to make a bold statement and say that Robo Knight will be my favorite introduction. If it doesn't pan out well, then the Quantum Ranger. Robo Knight.
Anthony Din
statements around here.
Anthony Din says Gem/Gemma from RPM.
Pick one.
They come as a package set.
That's what I was gonna say. They're kind of a package deal.
Nope, pick one.
And they made Dr. K essentially say, F you, Core Rangers, you all suck. These guys are cool and my real friends. Hugs. You cannot live... Oh, sorry. You cannot...
It says who?
Oh, who? Damn it, God.
I'm sorry, it's not my fault.
The monkey! I didn't mean to, I sucked in air, and I came out a monkey.
Who cannot love the Boom Twins? Apparently I can't, because I can't say.
I love the dramatic pause. You cannot live. It sounded like a threat.
You cannot live because you do not love them.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Lawrence Tubb says, I gotta give it to Eric from Time Force. Once that Time Ranger footage in that warehouse hits, and Eric stands up as the Quantum Ranger, you know you're in for a good time. Hell yeah.
I'm always in for a good time with Dan Southworth, though.
He'll give you a good time, let me tell you.
Not as good as Brian did, though. AJ Went says, Gem
he was
and...
a better humper.
He didn't use a slash. He lives an alternative lifestyle. They were set up a few episodes earlier and were thought to have died. That makes them cool, because they died. Then they came back and were awesome, and they gave Dr. K some help on being a bit more social. They're also my favorite six and also my favorite Rangers. Boom. Like I said, boom all. Like, now I'm excited. Boom.
Brody Taylor Gage says, personally for me, it has to go to Eric for Time Force. He is the one that I remember the most.
Edgar Sumbro Quack says, haven't watched much Power Rangers in a while, so I'll say White Dino Thunder Ranger, mostly because he was a badass with a red visor. I made it through an entire comment without screwing up. Just want to point that out.
TKD Tigre says, even though he's an extra ranger, I have to pick Shadow Ranger. He's so badass that his intro involves killing more enemies than all the other SPD Rangers did the entire show. And his helmet crushes his nose. He deserves an honorable mention. That's a brilliant reason.
That's rough, buddy. Just like your girlfriend turning into the moon.
That's rough, buddy.
Nicholas Tubb says Merrick from Wild Force because he was an Aku, and so through association he is a badass.
Okay, I'll now read like Aerosol. Next is Stephen Ketchum. There you go.
What?
That's why Aerosol reads. He just messes the whole thing up.
When did he become a putty?
Aerosol just messes the whole thing up. It can't read properly.
I haven't done this in a while. Fuck you.
Well, thanks. I'm good.
I'm only happy because now someone else besides me is getting attacked for messing up.
I got someone for that now. It's okay. It says, I personally like the Lunar Wolf Rangers intro because I liked how it was led up to with the whole Zanaku period. I'd say, what? No, you don't write out the word period.
That's
you write
a whole
the actual
new kind
period.
Of period.
I'd say, why? Well, Thunder, so but in reality, he is a fifth ranger, and yes, my last name is really Ketchum.
That's unfortunate.
Why did you think we were going to ask, Wolverine?
Chenix Stewart.
Who?
Chenix.
Never heard of him.
Balls.
He says Green Samurai Ranger because he has a microphone sword.
Oh, okay.
TDA Winner says, I really don't remember / haven't seen most of the intros, but from what I remember, I'm going to say RJ's from Jungle Fury.
What's your favorite fourth ranger introduction? that's kind of weird territory, so I'll allow it. Eric Beltran says, I'm going to go with Cam. He had a great character development even before he got his powers, and he was more awesome than any of those other samurai rangers. My second... That ends there.
That was your choice? You made it? Now I'm all bloody. Thanks.
It's such a simple question.
Says Gary Baker says, wait, so now we can pick more than one? Damn it, I miss Cranky Dawson. Also Kevin's gay. Anyway, top three have to be as follows. Three.
No. No.
Stop.
Things that annoy Dawson. Two, more things that annoy Dawson. And one, Shadow Ranger, because John Tui is greater than JDF.
That's
also
just...
Also, sorry if I woke sleeping Cranky Dawson. I may have angered the three overlords. Hide your pink triceratops!
The asshole's not an overlord yet.
I feel like sleepy Cranky Dawson is the fusion of me and Kevin that Jeffs believe us to be. Like, just one, like, cranky, tired person. To be fair, actually, that is just me. My eye's twitching here because my eye just is constantly twitching.
Hey, bro.
Well, because I don't get sleep.
I can't find the Lego piece, and it's driving me nuts.
Brian's life is over.
You probably ate it with the M&M's, Brian.
No,
it's
too big to go down my throat, I think.
Not a lot of things are.
This is the part where we give our answers and not talk about Lego.
I hate to steal Kiefer's, but he kind of just described it on exactly why Cam's introduction to being the Green Samurai Ranger was so great. And I kind of want to go watch it again. But I really like that one, like, a lot. This is where someone else talks.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were going to elaborate or something, or say something more. Mine actually is the very early introduction part of the Gold Zeo Ranger, because I really liked the mystery aspect of it, and wasn't it the VR Trooper dude that voiced him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked his voice. That sounds weird to say, but I thought that his kind of voice fit the whole sort of just cool guy mystery thing, and I just liked the way that was set up until they ruined it by making it the gay porn triplets and then Jason. But I liked his, like literally his introduction, like how mysterious and kind of cool he was. But after that, it was just all weird, and Kevin wanted the shirtless picture with him. It was funny.
Oh, yes.
They had, like, these really, like, naked, almost naked pictures of them at Morphicon.
Oh, my, yes.
I like Cam. He is awesome.
You came?
No, not this time. Next time.
I'm going to have to say Billy. Pretty kick-ass. A really good intro. No. I was honestly going to steal Kiefer's answer, too.
Wait, it just worked so well.
I kind of fall into that group that really doesn't remember a whole lot of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's mostly just because some of them just don't stick out to me that much. Like, I was just thinking, because I didn't even think of Zeo till Dawson mentioned it. And then I was thinking of, like, In Space. That one doesn't
really... It's a Frozen
really,
Poen Star. So.
Yeah, it doesn't really stick out too much. But Cam's does. Like, that, for whatever reason, even though it has been a long time since I've watched anything Ninja Storm, I do tend to remember it better for some reason.
Well, I mean, it built on his character, it built on his family, it built on the whole history of the ninja schools, and then it also introduced his powers. So it accomplished so much at the same time that it not only served as a great introduction for him, it built on the whole lore of Ninja Storm's background and everything. So that's why I think it was really good.
Not to mention, as Kiefer was saying, Cam saw so much development over the course of the series, and I really like that it was someone who was there from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't this random person, random mystery guy that just kind of came in. He was there the whole time, and I like that some of the episodes leading up to it, it did kind of have that between him and the Rangers, and how, he wasn't one.
Right.
I don't know. I like seeing the overall progression of it up until the point that he gets there, and then obviously the story that takes place with him gaining the powers.
It's kind of an easy pick for me. Plus, I just really like Cam.
I like how you go into this monologue about why you liked him, and I'm like, I liked his sexy voice, the Gold Ranger.
I am a sexy voice.
If we're talking nostalgic, I remember being little and kind of getting wrapped up the whole mystery of who the Gold Zeo Ranger was.
Yeah, so I also remember being old and being young and gay.
Son of a bitch. Why this?
Why this? That completely sums up any time Kevin says something like that. It's fantastic.
Look, I didn't make you who you are, okay? I accept you.
Why this? Alright, so now it's...
We will all be math symbols to support you.
Now it's time for...
Final thing.
You had to think about it.
Well, because I'm backwards today, and so I didn't know.
Kevin had to look at his R watch. Shit, what time is it?
What the fuck timeline am I in?
R watch. This is ramble time. Final thingies. One ups.
His watch doesn't even know.
Nap times on there too.
I have a thingy. It's not final.
Somebody make us a picture of a watch that has all the different segments on it. That would be pretty cool.
You have your challenge.
Now rub it. Rub it hard.
Why this?
I love this place.
Twitter. That's a thing.
Oh yeah, Twitter.
At the RR podcast, hashtag RR question, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It changes so often. It's hashtag RR Queefer. It's what do we do it now?
Queefer? Oh, God. Is that Queefer's evil twin?
Queefer? Sure, Ryan. Sure.
He does things that I don't want to discuss.
Me too.
I don't know. I was just trying to think of the most random word possible. I just put my mouth on random and it came out.
Why did Queefer come out?
I don't know.
I remember when I used Queef in a Scramble, Scrabble game before. That was fun.
There's some sort of game out there called Quelf or something, and I always pass
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do that too.
The RR podcast, the only show that ends while talking about queefing. Leading you to wonder what the show was about in the first place.
I honestly don't know.
It's the quest, sisters.
We end just before we've begun. It's true, because we're about to start now.
Okay, we gotta go back.
Go back to the beginning! Willis!
Willis.
You never had a shirt on to start with.
We didn't even try to start yet.
Nope. This banter is wasted!
Huh? On your mom.
Hello, welcome to RR season.
Oh.
Hello, welcome.
Oh yeah.
Hello, welcome to China.
Hello and welcome to RRR Season 4. I love it. That's what Season 4 should be called.
Yes!
It really should.
That's Streets Ahead.
Season 4 episode.
It would be brilliant to see on iTunes. Season 4, whore. To see it on that little ticker that moves across iTunes.
Hello, welcome to RRR Season 3 episode.
Fuck.
Hello, welcome to RRR Season 3 episode 40.
No cut change! Was it too fast again?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what happened.
I no cut changed.
Just so no cut changed. I thought you just said go cut changed. I'm like, where's the joke? I get the relevance, I just don't see the joke.
Alright, let's take it from the top.
Alright, let me put my pants back on.
Let's take it from the top tonight. We'll be taking it from ramble time. So let's take it from the middle.
Someone.
But we wouldn't have been waiting on him before. I'm not sure how timelines work anymore. We're not even recording. Well, we are. Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.